This is New England Public Media News. Primary care has been under stress for years. It's a medical field with high demands and relatively low incomes, at least among doctors. When COVID-19 arrived, those practices took a huge hit, and despite measures to make up for lost revenue, many are still struggling. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
Hi. Let's see you on your belly.
Yeah, look at you.
Amy Jewett of Hadley has brought her 2-month-old baby for a physical with provider Sarah Vaca.
Any diaper rashes?
Not really.
Okay,
We've been really good about putting...
This is one of the only times Jewett has come into the office since the pandemic began. Most of her appointments have been on video.
Just being in a space where a lot of sick people come is worrying, but especially with such a little one.
For the past year and a half, many patients have been avoiding the doctor's office in varying waves.
It was terrifying. I really thought I was going to lose my practice.
Dr. Kate Atkinson runs primary care offices in Northampton and Amherst. Early in the pandemic, when patient visits dropped off dramatically, income dried up. So Atkinson laid off some staff and quickly ramped up televisits. In March 2020, Governor Charlie Baker ordered insurers to reimburse telehealth the same as office visits and to waive those copays.
Which for Massachusetts was a godsend. I mean, it really saved us. People actually wanted to keep their appointments.
Atkinson's practice also got a $500,000 business loan, since forgiven, from COVID relief legislation. That helped for about a year.
The problem for us financially has really just been recent.
We'll see you in 2 months. And we'll get her some vaccines today.
Although in-person visits are up since the early days of COVID, many patients want to stick with telemedicine. But some insurance companies have cut back on reimbursement for telehealth. Atkinson has also noticed that more of her patients have publicly funded insurance plans, like Medicaid, which pays less to doctors.
We worry about how we're going to be able to keep plugging ahead. We have to think twice before, you know, ordering supplies.
Observers on a state and national level are worried, too. The data is sparse, but national surveys show high burnout and precarious finances among primary care doctors. The Center for Primary Care at Harvard University estimates private practices lost about $15 billion in 2020. Many have rebounded, but some gave up.
You've reached extension 103. The practice has closed permanently.
Primary care associates in Springfield used to care for adults and geriatric patients. But once the pandemic began, according to one provider who worked there, the office couldn't make up the lost income. It closed in November, and now former patients get this message when they call.
Medical records for the practice. We have no other knowledge on anything else for this practice.
I think you're going to see some real holes develop across the nation where access becomes very difficult.
Dr. Bob Phillips of the American Board of Family Medicine oversees a national registry of rural primary care offices. He says patient visits declined by about 40% in spring 2020 and haven't totally recovered.
And that means that most practices remain financially underwater.
And increasingly, primary care practices are being acquired by larger health systems, including the one Phillips works for in Virginia.
It was basically a survival issue for us. We were struggling before the pandemic, but when the pandemic hit, it was a saving throw.
Phillips says joining a healthcare system provides more stability, but also less flexibility.
Like, my patients have a more difficult time scheduling appointments with me, because the health system just wants to fill slots. And so it's disrupted relationships in some important ways.
Dr. Kate Atkinson is hell-bent on avoiding that fate. But she is concerned about the future of her practice, including the emotional strain on staff during the pandemic.
At the beginning, everybody was so sweet and appreciative and yay, healthcare providers. And then it got to the point where people were just calling and yelling at my staff because they were just so stressed and worried. I think that that's taken the biggest toll, dealing with the stress of people who are demanding more than we're able to provide.
On a policy level, she says independent practices like hers need help holding down the high administrative costs. Bob Phillips is frustrated the federal government did not set aside more COVID relief money to shore up primary care beyond business loans and help for community health centers.
You left unprotected an infrastructure that was critical and that is very hard to get back. And now I fear that this Delta surge is actually going to compound that.
Long term, some doctors want different payment models so they don't have to rely on the sheer number of office visits for their livelihood. But in the short term, many worry that physicians are fleeing primary care at a time when it's already hard to find a doctor. Kate Atkinson's practice has been full for years. She says the only way to get on her list is to marry an existing patient or be born to one.
That's a big crush.
For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.